You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
If you have ever checked into a hotel, there's one more thing you'll definitely have to do before you leave. Check out of the hotel and pay the bill. In this episode, we'll be looking at some of the language you might use as you're preparing to depart. A while back, in BEP 55 and 56, we were introduced to Alan Chan and Ernesto Salvador, two employees of a U.S. electronics manufacturer visiting the U.S. for training. As part of their training, they have made a trip to Boston and will also travel to a nearby plant in New Haven. We join Alan and Ernesto at the hotel in Boston as they go to reception to check out and pay the bill. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website at www.businessenglishpod.com. 1. How does Ernesto feel about breakfast at the hotel? 2. Who was responsible for the minibar charge? 3. Why does Ernesto mention his club membership? 4. How will Alan and Ernesto get to the airport?
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi. We'd like to check out, please.
Certainly, sir. May I have your name and room number, please?
Alan Chen, room 605, and
Ernesto Salvador, 603.
Thank you. Let me pull up your record. Here it is. I'll give a quick call to housekeeping so we can finalize your bill. It'll just be a moment. Was everything satisfactory?
Oh, yes. Very comfortable, thanks. And the breakfast buffet was great.
Okay, good to know. Here's your invoice. Have a look and see if everything's all right.
I think everything's in order. Oh, hang on. What's this minibar charge for $27.95? It isn't itemized.
Let's see. Ah, that was for 5 candy bars from the minibar in Mr. Salvador's room the night of the 28th. 3 Toblerones and a couple of chocolate oranges.
A little hungry, were we?
Who can resist chocolate?
I know I can't. Okay, anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Great. So how will you be paying today?
Company credit card for Ambient. Did you get the number at check-in?
Yes, you're all set. I just need each of you to sign the receipt. Right here.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'm a Club Garriott member. Will I be getting points for this stay?
Absolutely. You'll see them on your next statement.
Great.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, yes. We need to rent a car. Where's the nearest rental place?
At the airport. You can take our complimentary shuttle there, if you'd like.
That sounds good.
I'll call the shuttle driver now. He'll pick you up out front in a few minutes.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for staying at the Garriott.
So, mission accomplished. Our two friends have successfully checked out, paid the bill, and are all set for the next stage of their journey. Let's look back and examine what was said and why. Their conversation with Karen, a front desk clerk at the Garriott Hotel, begins with a common greeting.
Good morning. How may I help you?
How may I help you is one of several expressions that people in service occupations can use to greet clients or customers and is also a common telephone greeting used in all industries. Here are a few other phrases that can be used in the same situation.
What can I do for you?
Is there anything I can help you with?
Welcome to the Garriott. Can I be of assistance?
Can I help you with anything?
Alan replies that he and Ernesto are ready to leave.
Hi. We'd like to check out, please.
Certainly, sir. May I have your name and room number, please?
Alan Chen, room 605.
Since the guests are ready to check out or leave the hotel after settling the bill, Alan gives Karen the information she needs to locate the records for the rooms. Listen to some other ways you can notify the desk clerk that you're ready to leave.
Room 215. Can I check out?
I'd like to check out, please. My name's Keegan, room 306.
We're checking out now. The name's Roscoe.
We'll be checking out now. Can I settle up?
Now that Karen has room numbers for Alan and Ernesto, she can pull up the billing records on her computer and give them an invoice for their stay. While she's doing that, however, she makes some small talk or polite conversation with the guests. This allows her to keep the atmosphere friendly and also to make sure Alan and Ernesto were satisfied with their stay at the Garriott Hotel.
Let me pull up your record. Here it is. I'll give a quick call to housekeeping so we can finalize your bill. It'll just be a moment. Was everything satisfactory?
When a guest checks out, someone from the hotel's maid service, also known as housekeeping, will check the room to see if anything is damaged or missing. The maid will also see if the guest has used anything from the room, so these products can be added to the final bill. By asking, "Was everything satisfactory?" Karen gives the hotel guests a chance to provide feedback on the service they received at the hotel. As a man who obviously likes his food, Ernesto compliments Karen on the hotel's breakfast buffet.
Oh, yes. Very comfortable. Thanks. And the breakfast buffet was great.
A buffet is a hotel or restaurant meal where guests serve themselves from a selection of prepared foods. What else can you say to express your satisfaction or dissatisfaction with a hotel's services?
This is our favorite hotel in Boston. We always stay here when we can.
We always feel so at home here.
I love the location. It's right where the action is.
Your staff were very helpful when I lost my room key.
If something wasn't satisfactory, you might say something like this.
Actually, the room service was a little slow last night.
Well, I was promised a room on a non-smoking floor when I booked, but when I arrived, I was told that nothing was available.
I think your housekeeping service could clean the rooms a little later in the morning. Some of us do like to sleep in.
Alan and Ernesto are happy with their stay at the Garriott, but when Alan receives the hotel bill, he finds something he didn't expect.
I think everything's in order. Oh, hang on. What's this minibar charge for $27.95? It isn't itemized.
A minibar is usually a refrigerator or cupboard in a hotel room where snacks and bottled drinks are stored. Guests can help themselves to items without ordering room service. When a guest checks out, the hotel's housekeeping staff we'll check to see if any minibar items have been used, and these will be added to the bill. Alan wants the minibar charge explained to him because it isn't itemized. In other words, the bill doesn't say that specific items were taken. An itemized bill contains detailed information about each charge or item. Karen checks her computer and prints out an itemized record showing Ernesto took a few chocolate bars from his minibar. So how else can we ask for more information about a bill?
I'm not sure I understand this miscellaneous fee. What's it for?
These international telephone charges aren't itemized. Can you please tell us where the calls were made to?
Can you just check the computer again, please? I didn't ask for an additional bed in the room.
The room rate seems to be higher than we were promised. Can you run this by your manager, please?
As the guest is signing the receipt for their bill, which they've charged to a company credit card, Onesto remembers something.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'm a Club Garriott member. Will I be getting points for this stay?
Absolutely. You'll see them on your next statement.
Many airlines, hotels, and other businesses offer special deals through loyalty programs, which allow customers to get credit for frequent use of their services. These programs usually assign a certain number of credits, or points, for each night stayed at a participating hotel or each mile flown on a participating airline. These programs usually assign a certain number of credits or points for each night stayed at a participating hotel or each mile flown on a participating airline. Customers who earn a certain number of points can use them to get benefits like free hotel stays or flights. So Onesto wants to make sure there's a record of his stay at the Garriott. To talk about special benefits or promotional deals, you could also say,
I always stay at the Garriott because of the points.
If I pay with my company card, will I still get the points for the room?
And will these points be credited to my account?
Finally, Karen asks the guests if there's anything else they need.
We need to rent a car. Where's the nearest rental place?
At the airport. You can take our complimentary shuttle there if you'd like.
Car rental agencies are usually located at airports, since many travelers will want to rent a car after they land. Luckily, it's going to be easy for Alan and Onesto to get to the airport, because the hotel offers a complimentary shuttle. A shuttle is a bus that runs back and forth between two points. Complimentary just means free. Now, let's practice some other ways of asking about transport.
Is there a metro station near the hotel?
How much does a taxi to the airport cost?
How often does the shuttle to the convention center run?
Is the high street within walking distance, or will we need a cab?
What's the best way into the city from here?
Okay, now it's your turn to practice. First, let's try a few ways of asking about unclear items on a bill. Imagine that you're a hotel guest preparing to leave, and you've received a bill you don't completely understand. Use the prompts that follow each question to help formulate your reply. For example, if you hear,
Does everything look correct?
Prompt. Sorry. Unknown charge.
You can say,
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what this charge is for.
Remember, you can ask for an itemized bill if you want more detailed information about the charges. All right, let's try a few more examples. We'll play some example answers at the end of the practice.
Is everything okay?
Prompt. Explain. Room service charges.
Do you have any questions about the bill?
Prompt. Like to know. Miscellaneous charge.
Does the bill look okay to you?
Prompt. Room rate. Higher than quoted.
Is everything clear on your receipt?
Prompt. Itemized list. International phone calls.
How did that go? Let's listen to some example answers.
Is everything okay?
Prompt. Explain. Room service charges.
Example answer. Can you explain these room service charges?
Do you have any questions about the bill?
Prompt. Like to know. Miscellaneous charge.
Example answer. I'd like to know what this miscellaneous charge is for.
Does the bill look okay to you?
Prompt. Room rate. Higher than quoted.
Example answer. Actually, the room rate is higher than I was quoted when I booked.
Is everything clear on your receipt?
Prompt. Itemized list. International phone calls.
Example answer. Fine, but could I have an itemized list of the international phone calls?
Now, let's practice useful collocations. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear,
I'd like to see an list of all calls made from our room.
You should say,
I'd like to see an itemized list of all calls made from our room.
We'll play an example answer after each exercise.
Do you want to get the breakfast, or shall we order from the menu? Answer. Do you want to get the breakfast buffet, or shall we order from the menu?
I think I'll just have a beer from the... I don't feel like going down to the hotel bar. Answer. I think I'll just have a beer from the minibar. I don't feel like going down to the hotel bar.
We offer access to the health club to all guests. Answer. We offer complimentary access to the health club to all guests.
Can you please send someone from to have our room made up? Answer. Can you please send someone from housekeeping to have our room made up?
If you're going to the airport, the hotel has a free bus that runs every 30 minutes. Answer. If you're going to the airport, the hotel has a free shuttle bus that runs every 30 minutes.
Well, that's all for this episode on checking out of a hotel. You should now be able to approach the front desk with confidence and provide the information required to ensure a smooth departure. We can now express our satisfaction with the hotel's service or point out areas in need of improvement if necessary. We can question those mysterious extras on our bill, ask about those all-important promotional benefits, and finally inquire about transport options for our next stretch of our voyage. Remember to check out the study notes at www.businessenglishpod.com. There you'll find full transcripts, vocabulary explanations, and review exercises for this and other episodes. You can sign up as a premium member to get access to a wide range of quizzes, listening activities, and study notes. All that's at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.